Harry Styles is on. Hello, my man.
Hello.
How are you? I'm really well. Where are you right now in the world?
I'm in London, actually. I've been here for a little bit. I'm here for a little bit longer.
Nice to be home.
It is. I've been home for a little bit, actually, so it's been quite nice.
Let's get to business. First solo song for you.
Yes.
Sign of the Times. How are you feeling, Harry? You ready for this?
I feel really good. I'm happy to kind of have it out there. It's exciting. I like it, so I'm excited to kind of have it out, and I hope people like it.
And this is very unknown for us. It's totally fresh. Who has influenced solo Harry Styles?
I don't know. I think it's kind of impossible to not be influenced from everything that you grow up listening to, obviously. So I think from my parents, I kind of had both sides of the scale. My dad listened to a lot of Queen and Fleetwood Mac and the Stones and the Beatles and stuff like that. And then my mum was a lot of like Norah Jones and Shania Twain and Savage Garden and stuff like that. So there's kind of a little bit of everything in there. So I think it's kind of pretty eclectic, I'd say.
And we've got a whole album to look forward to, which is you. This is your own work
yes.
of art. This is like music that is...
It is.
Harry's music.
Yeah. Everything apart from one song was written last year. There's one that I wrote a couple of years ago. And then everything apart from, I think, three was written since July.
Good.
So it's all pretty new for me.
When you play it for the first time to friends and family and stuff like that, is that a nice moment?
Yeah.
For them also to hear like the real Harry Styles as well coming through?
Yeah, I think it's also nice just to have people kind of listen and be like, okay, all right, that's what you want to make. That's nice. And I think any time... You know, you can play something for your parents and they obviously see how happy you are playing it for them. I think that makes them happy.
Have you had some mum feedback?
I have.
Is it good? Positive?
She cried a couple of times, which was good. I think that was good.
Yeah.
I had one piece of feedback from my stepdad where one of the songs on the album has like a little vocal effect in the background. And it finished and he went, "How did you get a duck in the studio?" I was like, that's not a duck, but all right, cool, thanks. He's like, yeah, I don't like the duck. I was like, okay, all right, sorry about the duck.
I love it when dads get involved.
That was me. But, yeah, isn't it the best?
It is. Also, we get to experience it. First performance Saturday Night Live. Are you nervous? It's a bit of an obvious question, but are you nervous about going out there on your own and it just being you, basically?
Yes and no. I think yes, because obviously it's going to be the first time. No, because like I said earlier, the band and everyone that I'm working with, they're, you know, I'm not literally stood on my own, so that makes it a lot nicer. And I think Saturday Night Live is like a really fun night. I think everyone who works there, the crew and the cast and everyone, are always amazing and you know, make you feel welcome and it's always a good time in there. So I think as nerve-wracking as it is, it's also really exciting to be doing that show. So it's usually a fun night, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is there a bit of an adjustment that you have to make? Because you are essentially, you're picking up all the vocals, right? There's no point in a song where you can just have them in it.
Yeah, I mean, when we used to tour, there used to be times where I could pop off and go for a wee during the show if I needed to while someone else was doing something. I can't do that anymore, so I'm a bit worried about it. But, I mean, I think you know from the writing process which songs are more vocally challenging, but there's both sides of that. I think it's also nice if you're writing songs to kind of tell the story, it's also nice to be able to tell that whole story. So it's been a fun adjustment for sure.
I had Ed Sheeran on the show a couple of weeks ago and he was talking about the album, a lot of love for it from Ed's a fan. Ed's a big fan of yours, Harry.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's one of the most talented dudes I've met. I think just in terms of his music knowledge, I think you'd struggle to find someone who knows more about music in general. He's definitely a special person. And obviously, as you can see from what the album's done, he's an outrageous musician. It's done so well. It's always amazing to see anyone do really well, and when you're lucky enough to call someone a friend, it's really amazing to be able to see them kind of do something so amazing. So it's been great, and I've been a fan of, you know, all of his albums, so it's really great to see this one do amazing as well.
Agreed. Also, we saw that Adele was at your birthday party earlier this year. Again, is she like somebody that you could kind of like go to for some advice?
Honestly, I think she's kind of someone that I look at and just love the way she does things. She's just very classy always, and I think she very much leads by example in terms of, you know, doing things that you believe in. I think the thing with her is her music's so honest. You kind of always feel like you're going through it with her. You never feel like someone's put the song in front of her and she's singing it. Mm. I think that's what's so special about her, is you can tell that it's her stories. So I'd say I take that from her the most.
Amazing, yeah. Also, please tell me you've kept it from Simon Cowell and that he's got to download it like everybody else.
No, I did play it for Simon, actually. I will still be asking him to download it, though. But no, I did play it for him, so that was cool as well.
What does he think? What was the feedback?
I think he liked it. He said he did. I mean, he's great, and obviously, you know, I kind of wouldn't have been in this position in the first place if it wasn't for him and everything on the show. So it was amazing to be able to work with him for so long, and now it's amazing to be able to go to him and kind of ask him what he thinks of my song, and kind of talk to him as a friend is amazing as well. So nice. It was a really cool moment.
Nice. Also, I have to ask you about this. Obviously, we love the picture of Liam's little baby on Instagram. Have you heard from him, spoke to Liam since Cheryl gave birth?
Yeah, I actually spoke to him yesterday morning, and he's loving it. And he said it's gone really well and everyone's great. So I'm very happy for him.
Any word on Godfather? Because you've got to be in with a shot there, Harry, surely.
I think it's a roll of the dice, to be honest. I think there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who Liam has in mind. I'm not going to add any extra pressure. But, if it came my way, I'd be honoured.
Well, I'm going to campaign for it. I'm Team Harry for Godfather.
Are you making flyers?
I will. I'm going to knock
on
doors.
I've made flyers. Perfect. I appreciate it.
One thing that I did want to know as well, because One Direction was such a whirlwind for you and for you guys. I know you've obviously been busy making the film and the album and stuff. Have things sort of like settled down a little bit? Do you get a little bit more like Harry time now?
I'd say at the start of last year, I definitely took a couple months off just to make sure I did. I know that I like working and staying busy. So I kind of forced myself to have a couple of months off, which was amazing. I just spent some time with family and caught up with some friends and stuff. And I think it was important for me to do that. But, you know, just to kind of think about what it was that I wanted to do and say and make. But apart from that, it also made me realize that I wanted to kind of get back to it pretty quickly. I enjoy it. You know, it's not like I don't enjoy working, so it was good. I took a couple months and then knew that I was kind of chomping at the bit a little bit, so I wanted to get going. So it was I had a good bit of time off. It was nice, but I'm also glad to be employed again.
Yeah, I'll bet. And also, I have to mention before you go, you do have like a bit of an American twang to your accent right now.
Do you think?
Yeah, has nobody said that?
No. Anyone American thinks I'm extremely British.
Yeah. I can hear it as a fellow Brit and a fellow Northerner. I can hear it.
Is it on certain words?
Yeah. More, I think.
Sorry,
you said
man.
Before. No, don't. I love it. It's transatlantic, Harry. I like it.
Nah, it's not, man. It makes you have to lose that.
It makes you interesting. It makes you very an interesting
I'm
guy.
I'm going to have to ditch that.
Mate, it's been a pleasure.
Just makes me sound well-travelled.
Exactly that. I have to wrap up, which I'm gutted about because it's been a pleasure, but good luck with it, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you playing the song.
No worries, man. Speak to you soon. Take it easy.
Thanks for having me. Take care, man.